Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nature's Best Hope, A New Approach to Conservation That Starts in Your Yard is a 2020 environmental nonfiction book by entomologist and conservation advocate Douglas W. Tallamy. It extends the argument of his earlier work by shifting conservation from protected parks alone to the everyday spaces people control, especially suburban and urban yards. Tallamy's central purpose is to show that biodiversity loss is not only a large-scale policy problem, but also a landscape design problem shaped by lawns, ornamental exotics, pesticides, and habitat fragmentation. He proposes that ordinary homeowners can help rebuild ecological function by planting native species, reducing turf grass, and connecting yards into broader habitat networks. The book is both a critique of conventional landscaping and a practical case for grassroots conservation. Its value lies in translating ecological science into actions that are accessible, cumulative, and local. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Homegrown National Park reframes private yards as conservation infrastructure. Tallamy's most distinctive idea is that privately owned land can function as a collective ecological network rather than as isolated decorative property. Because a large share of land in the United States is privately owned, he argues that meaningful conservation cannot depend only on public reserves. Instead, thousands or millions of small yards can be linked into a homegrown national park, a metaphor for a distributed system of native habitat patches. The strength of this concept is that it changes the scale of responsibility without requiring each homeowner to create a large preserve. A small yard does not need to be self-sufficient. It needs to become part of a larger connected pattern. This is an important ecological shift because fragmented habitats are less useful to insects, birds, and other wildlife than connected ones. The book therefore treats gardens as infrastructure, not ornament, and turns private land use into a measurable conservation opportunity. Secondly, native plants matter because they support the food web that lawns and exotics interrupt. A major argument in the book is that native plants are not simply locally appropriate choices, but the foundation of functioning ecosystems. Tallamy explains that native insects evolved with native plants and depend on them for food and reproduction, which then supports birds and other animals higher in the food web. In this view, planting native species is not an aesthetic preference. It is a way to restore ecological relationships that have been weakened by the spread of non-native ornamentals and simplified landscapes. The book also makes clear that many popular landscape plants may look tidy, but contribute little to wildlife. By contrast, native trees, shrubs, and perennials provide host plants, nectar, shelter, and seasonal resources that sustain biodiversity. This reasoning gives the book its scientific force biodiversity decline is linked not only to habitat loss in the abstract, but to the specific kinds of plants selected and managed. Spaces. Tallamy uses that connection to make native planting a practical conservation tool rather than a niche gardening trend. Thirdly, shrinking lawn culture is presented as a direct ecological correction. Tallamy treats the American lawn as one of the clearest symbols of ecological waste. The book does not argue that all turf must disappear, but it does insist that lawns are vastly overused and occupy land that could support more life. Turf grass offers limited food or cover for wildlife, often requires mowing, irrigation, and chemical inputs, and encourages a uniform landscape that resists ecological complexity. By reducing lawn area and converting parts of it to native plantings, homeowners can improve habitat value without abandoning the idea of a well-kept property. This is one of the book's practical strengths because it gives readers a realistic starting point rather than demanding total transformation. The logic is cumulative. If many households replace even portions of turf, the overall habitat gain becomes significant. Tallamy also uses this argument to challenge the cultural status attached to manicured grass. The book suggests that attractive landscapes can be designed for beauty and ecological function at the same time, but that the default lawn-centered model must be reconsidered. Fourthly, the book links yard design to climate change, insect decline, and ecosystem resilience. Although the book is grounded in gardening and landscape choices, its larger frame is ecological crisis. Tallamy connects yard management to broader issues such as insect declines, habitat fragmentation, climate change, and the erosion of ecosystem services. His point is not that home gardens can solve every environmental problem, but that they can address several pressures at once when designed with biodiversity in mind. Native plantings can support pollinators, birds, and other animals, while also improving carbon storage, water management, and local resilience. This gives the book a systems-level perspective. Each yard is a small piece of a larger environmental system, so its design choices have consequences beyond property boundaries. The emphasis on insects is especially important because they are often overlooked despite being essential to food webs. By restoring the plants insects need, homeowners indirectly support a wider chain of ecological relationships. The book therefore presents conservation as both a moral responsibility and a practical adaptation strategy for a changing environment. Lastly, the book favors incremental, neighbor-scaled action over perfection or expert-only restoration. One reason the book is accessible is that it does not require readers to become professional ecologists or to rebuild their yards all at once. Ptolemy repeatedly encourages small, manageable changes that can be taken in steps, such as converting part of a lawn, adding native trees or shrubs, removing invasive species, or choosing more beneficial plants in new plantings. This incremental approach matters because it lowers the psychological barrier to action. Many readers feel overwhelmed by the scale of biodiversity loss, but the book argues that local action still matters when it is repeated across neighborhoods. That idea also makes the social dimension of the book. Important conservation is not just an individual project, but a neighborhood pattern. A single native garden may be limited, but adjacent native gardens can begin to form habitat continuity. The book is therefore practical in a strategic sense, giving readers a model for participation that values imperfect but repeated progress. Its emphasis on ordinary homeowners also broadens conservation beyond experts and institutions. In conclusion, Nature's Best Hope is best suited for readers who want environmental science translated into practical, household-level action. Homeowners, gardeners, landscape designers, teachers, and conservation-minded readers will all find value in its argument that private land can contribute meaningfully to biodiversity recovery. The book is especially useful for people who want concrete reasons to replace part of a lawn, choose native plants, or rethink ornamental landscaping. Intellectually, it stands out because it links backyard design to major ecological issues without relying on abstract theory or policy debate alone. Practically, it offers a clear framework for action that can begin at any scale and grow through neighborhood connections. Compared with many sustainability books, it is unusually specific about the role of native plants, insects, and habitat connectivity. Compared with many gardening books, it is more ambitious in its conservation logic. That combination makes it both accessible and distinctive. It is a landscape book, an ecology book, and a call for distributed conservation in one concise argument. If you would like to support Douglas W. Ptolemy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.